Welcome. You are listening to Park Avenue Podcasts, and this is Rabbi Elliot Cosgrove. While it's always better to hear it live, this is a place to be to catch the music, sermons, and select programs of Park Avenue Synagogue. If you like what you are hearing or want to learn more about the community, please check out our website at www.pasyn.org. Enjoy our latest installment.
Hello, and welcome to Park Avenue Synagogue Parsha Podcast. I am Rabbi Ethan Witkowski, and this week I want to begin with a story. It's a story that I learned from one of my teachers at the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem, Rav Levi Cooper, who told us about Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, a Hasidic rabbi of the third generation, who was walking down the street one day on Shabbat, and he came across a Jew smoking. Now, smoking on Shabbat is not okay, according to Halakha, and Rav Levi Yitzchak wants this Jew to stop smoking and violating the rule. So he goes over to the Jew, and instead of haranguing him, instead of reprimanding or just, you know, grabbing the cigarette out of his mouth, he says, excuse me, friend, I see that you are smoking, and maybe you forgot that it's Shabbat. And the man looks at Rav Levi Yitzchak, takes a very intentional puff, blows it in Yitzchak's face, and says, no, I know that it's Shabbat. And Rav Levi Yitzchak says, oh, well, perhaps you actually didn't know that it's forbidden to smoke on Shabbat. The man takes another drag of his cigarette, blows it in Rav Levi Yitzchak's face, and says, no, I know that it is Shabbat, and I know that it is forbidden to smoke on Shabbat. Not to be deterred, Rav Levi Yitzchak says, oh, friend, I'm so sorry. Perhaps you have been given a medical dispensation that you have to smoke, and so you're allowed to do it on Shabbat because it's for your health. Rav Levi Yitzchak, while being a holy man, apparently did not know much about the side effects or health effects of smoking. The man, though, we can see where this is going, takes another huge puff, blows it in Rav Levi Yitzchak's face and says, Rav Levi Yitzchak, I know that I'm smoking. I know it's Shabbat. I know I'm not supposed to smoke on Shabbat, and I do not have any halachic dispensation to do so. And Rav Levi Yitzchak, overwhelmed, looks up at heavens and says, God, how holy and wonderful are your people, that they cannot tell a lie. Now, I love this story, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it and who Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev was, but I love the idea that he has found something holy in this man. And when he proclaims how holy this person is for not lying, it leaves us with this question that is raised by the Parsha of the week: what is holiness? Now, one of the parsha we read this week, Kedoshim, begins with the phrase, God says, speak to the entire people of Israel, but Kedoshim tihiyu, that you shall be holy. Ki kadosh ani Adonai Eloheichem, because I am holy, the Lord your God. And then follows a number of commandments. But the fundamental question of what is holy, what does that mean, is never answered. Now, holiness as a word, kadosh, means something like separate or singled out, not MTV, like set aside. All of my shirts are here. This one is set aside as my Shabbat shirt. It has been made holy because I have designated it as something special. The nation of Israel, the people of Israel, are set aside as a holy nation, Am Kadosh, because we are the special chosen people of God. So holiness might mean something about being distinct or separate, but we don't entirely know in what way. So I want to try something new this week, and I'm going to upload onto the Park Avenue Synagogue website under resources a source sheet that it brings a number of different commentaries from around the rabbinic world on this verse, all trying to answer the question of what does it mean to be holy. I'm going to talk about a couple of them right now, but on the source sheet, there'll be in further detail and some biographical information about each one, etc. but I'm going to run through it a little bit more quickly. So the first commentary, Rashi, who's kind of always our go-to guy to begin with, says that holiness is a category that pertains to one specific set of rules. So for the Berdichev story, you could say it is honesty. It doesn't matter that our guy is smoking on Shabbos and blowing it in the face of a rabbi and not being such a great person. He's being truthful, and therefore, for Levi Yitzchak, he fits into the category of holy. And we might think that in our lives, that there are certain things that, look, you know, we all do this, we all do that, we all fudge here, we all misstep there, but as long as you do X and Y, you're a good person, you're a holy human being. Ramban, a later commentary, comes and says, Rashi, no, you're missing the point. It's not about one set of laws or another. It's about a way of approaching the law. And Ramban says there's a problem that I think we've all seen before, which is you can follow every rule in the book, whether it's the American Code of Civil Law or the Torah and Halakha as defined by the rabbis, and you can be not such a nice person. The phrase in Hebrew here is naval birshuta Torah, which means, and I'm translating loosely, a mean person within the permission of the Torah. And so Ramban says that the idea of holiness is who is a good person outside of the world of the rules, who does the rules but is also, you know, extra nice or avoid some of the pitfalls of, you know, being a jerk within the bounds of the law. And then comes Rav Levi Yitzchak, the guy that told that story. And Rav Levi Yitzchak focuses not on the word kadosh, of kadoshim tihiyu, the word holy, but the word tihiyu, you will be holy. Now, the way that I was reading it in a number of the commentaries is that it is the imperative. It is, you will be holy. Go right now and be holy. What's keeping you? It's an order. You got to be holy. But Rav Levi Yitzchak says, I think it's actually an iterative process. I think it's kedoshim tihiyu. You will, in the end, be holy. You might not be holy yet. In fact, Rav Levi Yitzchak says, most of us are not. And we don't begin this life particularly holy, but little by little, we add to our holiness. And he quotes something from Pirkei Avot, the Mishnah, that says, mitzvah goreret mitzvah. A mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. And so he says, that's the way that we attain holiness. You do a mitzvah, and then another mitzvah, and then another mitzvah, and the mitzvahs start to build, and the patterns start to form, and eventually you become holy. And I love this story. And I love that, first of all, the Kedusha Levi is, you know, on message. So he says, look, this guy who's smoking on Shabbos and being mean to the rabbi about it, at least he's being honest. And that honesty is the little kernel, the first mitzvah that is going to bring another mitzvah and another and another. And eventually this guy too will be holy. And I like this story for right now because in the times in which we live, there is so much that we are worried about. And as we just work to get through this and get through each day, there are so many things that are falling by the wayside. If you are anything like me, ideas of everything from screen time for our children to working out to caring about others, we're just inundated with concern for ourselves and the world around us. And I think that Levi Yitzchak's idea of an iterative holiness is something that I'm going to take heart in this week. Because you don't have to get everything right away. Mitzvah goreret mitzvah. Do one good thing today, and then do another good thing tomorrow. And then maybe try for two on the day after that. And each good thing that we do, each good deed will lead to another and another and another. And so eventually we will get to the state of holiness, but we have to build it a little bit at a time. Friends, thank you so much for listening to the Park Avenue Synagogue Parsha podcast. We will be back next week, hopefully with another interview, but we are so grateful to have all of you in our community and to have you downloading and listening to these podcasts. Have a wonderful week and a Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you for listening to Park Avenue Podcasts, a place to be to catch the music, sermons, and select programs of Park Avenue Synagogue. If you like what you are hearing or want to learn more about the community, please check out our website at www.pasyn.org. See you in shul.